Well, howdy y'all, and welcome to a brief tangent on the World Series. We had originally recorded a part one talking about the San Francisco Giants with big fan Brendan Newland. Unfortunately, that recording was lost to technical difficulties. We are currently trying to recover that audio, but in the meantime, please enjoy the following with Royals fan Jack Lynch. Okay, well, on to the second part of the World Series podcast. And this, my friends, this is a special treat we have today. And this is a Kansas City Royal fan who is about to watch his team participate in the Major League Baseball World Series.
Joining is that really happening?
It's really happening.
I'm still not sure.
They say it's happening, and it's on all of the schedules I can find, but I, too, will probably have to see it to believe it. Jack, how are we doing?
We are doing great. I don't know if I'm going to sleep tonight. It's like the night before Christmas times 100 for me right now.
What and do you have plans to watch this game?
I don't have solid plans yet. I have an offer for a Royals party in San Francisco. I live in San Francisco, which makes this even more interesting.
Yes.
I also, as I was telling you earlier, Christian, my roommate, who is also my girlfriend, is a huge, huge Giants fan.
Let's go Giants!
And that's her in the background, if you can hear that. we're not sure if we're going to be able to watch it together. We think one minute we think we can, the next we can't. We're not sure how our relationship is going to fare throughout this whole process. There is a pillow and a blanket ready on the couch just in case. So, you know, a lot of things are still up in the air as to when and how and who with I'll be watching these games. But all I know is I already told my boss that I'm leaving at 4 o'clock every day this week to make sure I can catch the games.
Oh, my gosh. Are you going to try and attend one of the World Series games in the city of San Francisco?
I am definitely attending game 4. My girlfriend Cindy and I bought tickets before the Giants clinched for game 4, which was a wise move, as it turns out.
Yes.
Because the tickets were quite a bit cheaper. But yeah, I'll be there.
Oh my gosh. What is going through your head right now? Like, you guys haven't lost in the playoffs. You should have lost in the wild card game, by the way.
I think it was, I don't think we should have lost. I think this was destiny, Christian. It's clear that no one comes back from 4 runs in a playoff game like that to go on to sweep the next 2 series and end up in the World Series unless there's destiny involved. So I resent that statement that we should have lost.
But really,
we should have lost. I mean, like, if you look at, I don't know, a lot of win percentage is a big thing now, like looking at any point in the game and saying the probability of winning that game based on that outcome compared to previous times that scenario has played out in baseball. And I think their win percentage, I don't know, someone told me this, it was like below 5% or something.
But then Terrence Gore.
Yeah.
Jared Dyson, they get out, they start stealing bases.
It's an element that we haven't really seen, I feel like, at least on a contending baseball team in a long time.
Not like this.
Maybe ever. Not to have like, two guys like that and to have the pinch runners, I guess, be such a crucial part. And they have an impact on every game, you know?
Oh, it's the craziest thing. It's like a bullpen player.
Right.
You just go – when you need the speed guy, you go to him for a few different players, and then it's a plus in the field.
Yeah. And the lineups, it's already a – fairly fast lineup to begin with. I mean, you've got Billy Butler and Salvador
Billy
Perez.
Billy Butler has a postseason stolen base.
That's true, and he I think he went first to home on a hit. Didn't he in that same game? Because he got the stolen base.
Things like that don't make sense. Mike Moustakas hit like 150. Mike Moustakas played more games in the minor leagues than he played in the major leagues this year.
Yeah, Mike Moustakas for the Royals this year kind of reminds me of Barry Zito a few years back for the Giants. Mm-hmm. You know, where like Royals fans, like there was so much promise when he first came up, and he's been a pretty big disappointment overall. But he's kind of just what he's doing in this playoffs just makes it all worth it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Do you remember back when Barry Zito kind of, you know,
validated the $100 million they gave him?
Contract, yeah. By having a huge postseason and saving the Giants, quite frankly, on a few different times.
Totally.
Two years ago. That must have been 2012.
All right, yeah. So the Royals win this World Series by blank.
I think by keeping their confidence. I mean, they got hot a little bit in the postseason offensively, but they've still, for the most part, been winning games the way they won all year, which is just kind of
smoke and mirrors.
Well, I wouldn't call it smoke and mirrors. It's unorthodox. It's like there's no one else in the league like them, you know.
Uh-huh.
But that's how they win. And I think one thing that might be helping them in these playoffs is that's kind of how teams win playoff games. With the Royals, that's just how they win normally.
Sure.
So they kind of manufacture runs, make it. It's really about making it to the seventh inning, and then if you got the lead in the seventh inning,
God, they got tie, arms got, back there.
We've got Holy a pretty good smokes. Feeling that the other guys aren't going to score on us for at least, you know, four or five innings.
And Herrera is nasty.
Yeah, that guy. So he's interesting. I always forget how young he was, but he was before kind of the midway point of last year.
Uh-huh.
He was kind of questionable. He'd give up a ton of home runs. Couldn't really trust him in a pressure situation. And I don't know what changed, but he always had that fastball, but he used to...
Destiny, Jack. That's what happened.
Yeah, I guess it
this
is.
This is all a part of destiny.
He right down the middle, and everyone... He'd just... Anyone who could make contact, he'd go out of the park, but...
Wade Davis was a throw-in in that trade. That was the best eighth-inning guy in the league.
Yeah. I mean... Here's the thing. I think the Royals wanted him to be a starter during that trade.
Sure.
And that obviously didn't work out. But the Rays had him in the bullpen the year before they traded him. And he was pretty much the same guy for the Rays that he is now for the Royals in the bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's just a matter of using him the right way. But
just
yeah,
born to be an eighth inning stud.
Yeah, it's – but yeah, I can't believe – what's happening. I mean, I have to pinch myself even if we're talking about it right now. Like, this doesn't
yeah,
make any sense.
We're debating
to me.
the tactical merits of the Kansas City Royals in a World Series game one.
I heard today the Royals are also favored to win the World Series, which
that's not true. That can't possibly be true.
I think you might want to check that.
Oh my gosh. Well, this is the first time since the wild card game that one team has made the World Series out of that wild card game, and both teams made the World Series out of the wild card game.
Right. It's kind of like football. I feel like that happens more often in the NFL.
Sure.
At least a wild card making it and potentially winning the Super Bowl is
commonplace think,
in the NFL, but
you
in baseball,
think,
it's rare.
Do you think that the wait between game four of the ALCS and game one of the World Series will affect the flow of destiny, or is this just an onslaught that cannot be stopped?
I'd be lying to you if I didn't worry about it, if I hadn't thought about that, if I said that I didn't think about it. But the Giants have had the same layoff,
okay,
which makes me feel better. I actually wanted – well, I went back and forth on whether or not I wanted the Giants to win quick or to have that be a long series with St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think the Royals would have gained much by having it go long because, like – Bumgarner still would have been ready to go game one. And I think, you know, it might help. Like, I think the Royals got a lot of momentum from that wild card win. You know,
sure.
Going into Anaheim, they were ready to go. And
yeah.
And so I'm not going to sit here and say that momentum isn't a thing. So, yeah, you know, I'm concerned about it, but I don't think it's going to have a big impact because the Giants basically face the same layoff, you know, just
okay.
One less day. But also the fact that the Royals are opening up at home, like, you really have no idea how loud that crowd's going to be. Like, people have been waiting for this for 30 years. It's like it's been pent up for 30 years, and like it's like the whole town's just going to I have a feeling from pitch one it's all the momentum's going to be back on the Royals side because they're just going to be right back in that crazy playoff environment with, you know, 40,000 people behind them.
They're not going to sit down.
No, I don't think you'll see many people taking their seats.
It's going to be a standing baseball game.
Yeah.
That would be enough.
You know, the only time I've ever been to a game where I stood the whole time, baseball game, was the World Baseball Classic.
Really?
In Los Angeles, I went. Our buddy Chuck Tyler got me some tickets. this is like, this is when we were in college, like yeah. 6 or 7 years ago, and it was Korea versus Japan, wow. the championship. And I think all of Koreatown from Los Angeles was at that game.
And it was rowdy.
Didn't sit down once that whole game.
That's what it's going to be like, except there's going to be a lot more Western European folk.
Yes, yes.
In the stands at Kansas City than the Korea-Japan game.
This is the Midwestern answer to that.
Dude, I was reading a quick bit today that just made the brief statement that if the Cardinals would have been able to pull the like NLCS out against the Giants, this upcoming weekend would have been the most absurd Missouri sports day of all time, because it would have been Royals, Royals Cardinals, and Rams Chiefs.
Oh, that's right. Huh. Rams Chiefs isn't really so much a rivalry, because they never play each other.
Okay.
Royals and Cardinals has been a rivalry ever since the 85 World Series, which obviously was the last time Kansas City won, and there was some bad blood in that series. Very controversial call that went the Royals' way.
Mm.
They gave him the series, and ever since then, Royals fans and Cardinals fans have had a pretty big distaste for each other, and they play each other every year in interleague. So there was a lot of people talking about that. I was pulling for the Giants the whole way, mainly because I want to go to the game, and I didn't know if I could get back to Kansas City. But yeah, that would have been interesting if it was Royals Cardinals, the rematch of '85. Yeah. They call it the I-70 series because that's the interstate that just connects the two cities. That would have been crazy. Except I don't know if anyone outside of the Midwest would have cared about it.
Or people care about the Royals. This is going to be.
It's actually been great, which I've never had that experience either, where one of my teams has kind of been the sympathetic favorite.
Yeah.
Which it's really weird. Even like up until recently, even like Giants fans and A's fans in the Bay Area would come up to me and they'd be like, oh, we're pulling for the Royals, you know, like it's just an exciting team to watch and everyone was excited. And then pretty quickly after the Giants dispatched the Cardinals, Giants fans, of course, turned on Royals.
Totally.
Now they have no sympathy. All that sympathy's gone. But I think the rest of the country might be hanging on to that. Like you said, you're pulling for the guys in blue and white. And I think that's what most of the people that don't have an interest outside of sympathy, they're the sympathetic favorite in this series. Sure. They're probably going for the Royals.
I agree. America's team. Jack, on to the prediction part.
Predictions.
Do you think the Royals will lose their first game since 1980? Lose their first, excuse me, postseason game since 1985?
Well, I don't know if the Royals are ever going to lose again.
They're going to be the first baseball team to go 162.
Let me think about the matchups we're looking at. So game one's Bumgarner versus Shields. Shields has not pitched great in this postseason. Bumgarner has pitched fantastic. Yes. However, the Royals have beaten Bumgarner this year already. But I think he pitched really well that game.
Yeah, you're not going to – yeah, it's going to be hard to beat the Madison Bumgarner. He's good.
I'm going to say Royals in six. That's my prediction. I think Bumgarner might get us tomorrow, but we're going to get Peavy. And
Jason Vargas going to pitch a gem?
Well, we've got these big ballparks that the Jason Vargases and Jeremy Guthries of the world love to pitch in. You know,
it's true. The fly ball guys.
They're fly ball guys, and in a big, spacious park, so they actually don't give up many runs. So
it's very true.
And I like the Royals' ability to score without the home run better than the Giants.
Okay. Yeah, the Giants scored on a lot of like singles, and they took advantage of a lot more errors.
A lot of errors. The Royals have been pretty mistake-free this whole postseason.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of their makeup, too. We've got, you know, one of the best defenses, if not the best, in Major League Baseball. We've got the best bullpen in Major League Baseball. And we just haven't been making mistakes. So you're going to have to legitimately, you know, beat the Royals to score runs.
Yeah, the defense part is just – it's nasty. It's so – they're so good defensively.
And that's another thing that's – I don't think we've seen teams in recent memory in baseball like this where
– not this
you're really
good.
Seeing how valuable defense can be.
Yeah.
I mean, the amount of runs saved is for the Royals. It's almost like a form of offense for them.
Yeah, it kind of is. Well, I mean, like, the Orioles didn't score, what, more than three runs that series?
Right, and then you look at, like, the Angels series, the amount – Angels and Orioles series, the amount of hits that were robbed that would have resulted in runs.
It was crazy.
Like, the Royals have probably robbed more runs in the postseason than they've scored.
Sure. I think that's probably true.
Well, I don't, you might have to take out a few of the games, like that A's game. You'd have to take out of the equation and maybe the game three of the Angels. But you take those two games out, I think we've prevented more runs. You know, runs prevented would be higher than runs scored for the Royals.
Sure. Sure. All right, so you're saying Royals in six. Are you – honestly, you can say this and I won't judge you. If you lose, are you going to be like, look, it was just good to go?
No, not at all.
You want the title.
So – pretty a long time ago, and I don't even remember when, I kind of resigned myself, and I think most Royals fans that have actually stuck with the team this long have resigned themselves to the fact that we might never be a winning team again. We've had – Christian, you've got to understand, in my entire life, this is the first time we've made the playoffs. And we had maybe in that whole time – I think since I was born, we've had less than five winning seasons, and most of those came before I was, like, old enough to talk or walk. I realize that this is something I was born with, that I wasn't going to be able to escape long ago, no matter how bad the team was.
Mm-hmm.
Having said all of that, it's still going to hurt worse than anything else if we don't win this. Like, no, I will not pat myself on the back or pat, you know, figuratively pat ourselves on the back as Royals fans and say this has been a good season if we lose. I think it's gonna hurt pretty bad. But I don't expect to have to face that emotional challenge.
I like where your head's at, Jack. I really do.
I'm thinking positive, and that's, you know.
Let's go Royals.
Let's go Royals.
I'm into it.
Let's get the job done. We deserve it. This is our time.
It is. It is. The Giants, they have two World Series in the last 5 years. They don't need more.
Yeah, I think they're a little complacent. I think that might be something that gets them too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't want it. They're not as hungry.
It hasn't been 30 years since that town won a World Series. It's been two.
No, they're even running some sort of commercial on the radio. I don't know if you've heard this, where it's like this old guy, this Giants fan, he's like, oh, let me tell you, Sonny, about the last time the Giants won the World Series. And then the joke is he's like talking about when he was on his iPad checking the scores and stuff.
Ugh.
For the Royals, it's really like your grandpa is there is telling you about the last time the Royals won the World Series. And it seems like...
And he read the box score the next morning right out of the newspaper.
It seems like it was so long ago, some time that you can't even fathom. You know, it's right after the walking 5 miles through the snow to get to school both ways uphill.
When I was a kid, the Royals made the playoffs.
Yeah.
And now it's real.
Now it's real. Now
it's happening tomorrow.
I can't believe it. I don't know if I'm going to sleep this whole week.
I mean, I guess it's definitely going to the weekend.
It's got to go to the weekend. Yeah, game four is on Saturday. So, I mean, if the Royals do keep up this streak, I might be there for the clincher.
If the Royals win out through the World Series...
That's never been done before, I'm pretty sure, right?
I don't know for sure, but it sounds so outrageous. And if it...
That anyone's ever swept their way... Since they've gone to the wild card format, there can't be anyone who's swept their way through the entire postseason.
I feel like if I was a Royals fan for 29 years and they hadn't made the playoffs, and when they made the playoffs, they didn't lose the whole time, that might be like somebody's validation for believing in
right
God.
Is this the universe just evening things out?
Yeah, that like I feel like if that were to happen somewhere in like a bar in Kansas City, someone would very seriously be like, why do I believe in God? Because the Royals made the postseason for the first time in my life, and then they didn't lose.
Yeah, that
God, that would be great.
We just wanted to make the playoffs. Like I said, it's going to hurt bad if we lose this World Series, but we were so happy. There was a point in time in the season where I didn't think we were going to make the playoffs, and that was going to be devastating.
Yes.
And then we made it, and we were psyched. Like, this would have been a year to this was a year to build off of. That's kind of, I think, how Royals fans were thinking about it in the beginning. And then after that wild card game, it's like, you know, what's there to lose? Let's keep riding this thing.
And it hasn't slowed down.
No.
This thing has not slowed down. The extra inning wins, the number three batter bunting, and then scoring two runs on like an error made because the people are super fast. That's how you got here.
Yeah.
That's great. Oh, I'm super, super excited for this World Series. Jack, thank you so much for your time.
Anytime. I know Royals fans haven't been in high demand for podcasting purposes until recently, but keep me in your bullpen if you ever need another Royals fan to talk.
We might have to do a mid-series pod if this thing gets out of control.
I'd be happy to come back on.
Sounds great.
I'll tell you how my relationship's going at that point.
Yeah, I wanted to ask what the best like scenario for the relationship is. Is it like 6 close games, but one team just like a little bit better than the other, pretty clearly? Is it like a 4-game sweep where everything just gets out of the way? I feel like
there's no good scenario. Someone is going to lose and be very angry about that loss, and someone's going to win and not be able to hold back rubbing it in.
Uh-huh.
That's just kind of how we are. I mean, Cindy's taunting me as I say this right now. So, I couldn't tell you what the good scenario would. The good scenario would have been these teams not meeting, I guess, but I wouldn't trade that for anything. By the way, Cindy called this at the beginning of the season. Cindy and I went to a spring training Royals versus Giants game in Arizona this year.
Okay.
And Cindy was saying, what if the Giants and the Royals play in the World Series? And I was just like, yeah, right. First of all, this is, the Royals haven't made the postseason in my entire life. But I knew we had a good team this year. So I was like, even if we do, and even if we somehow make the World Series, like the odds of us playing the Giants, you know, that seemed pretty improbable. But here we are.
It's real, Jack.
It's real.
It's real. They're going to get a World Series game at Kauffman Stadium tomorrow.
And that is unimaginable. Times like this, I do wish I was back in Kansas City, but I'm also excited that I'm able to kind of support them on the road. And I've been wearing my Royals hat to work this week.
Nice.
Someone's got to represent.
Got to. All right, Jack. Thanks. Have a good one. To the listeners, thank you for your time. Always a pleasure. Feel free to reach out. We're on Twitter at @thebrief_. We're on the internet at keepingitbrief.org. And thanks for your time. Have a good one.
The Royals.